Hey there, it's James Royce with you. Experts say the closure of dozens of Target stores makes a lot of sense for parent company Wesfarmers. It's today announced up to 75 Target and Target Country outlets will shut up shop for good, or many more will be converted to Kmart's. Swinburne marketing lecturer Dr. Jason Palin says it is a logical move.
Target stores have been struggling particularly, and Kmart stores have been doing a lot better. And so taking something that's not working so well and rebranding it into a more popular brand, I think, is going to make sense for them long term.
The road to recovery continues for venues in another Australian state, which will allow up to 50 patrons at a time in its pubs and restaurants. Those eased restrictions kick in next Saturday in New South Wales, while South Australian restaurants and cafes can, from today, serve up to 10 patrons inside and another 10 out. Police have rearrested the driver of an SUV that crashed into a Sydney clothing store, injuring 14 people, with 10 of those taken to hospital. It happened yesterday afternoon at Greenacre. The 51-year-old man's expected to be charged. And the Bureau is warning the nation's west coast is in for destructive winds and tidal surges this weekend as a decaying cyclone hooks up with a cold front. Diana Eady at the Extreme Weather Desk says it's a rather unusual event.
Being a tropical cyclone is really rare for this time of year, and it is an exceptionally strong cold front as well. So the interaction of these two systems is a very unusual and very dangerous occurrence indeed.
You ready?
The Dragons say they're fairly happy with the rejigged NRL fixture, despite having to take on last year's grand finalists twice each. While coach Paul McGregor has left the door open to lending some of his fringe players to the injury-ravaged Warriors, but...
it's got to be in the best interest for our club, our team and the person.
And we're still waiting for the NRL Integrity Unit to hand down its ruling on South Sydney's Cody Walker. That's after he was involved in a street fight in northern New South Wales last October.